Always good to have this guy on our airwaves. Dominique, it's good to talk to Nebraska Wesleyan Baseball. Now, last year when we talked to you, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said it was going to be maybe your last year of doing this, but some things have come about, and you're playing baseball for one more year, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Rich. So, the whole plan was, you know, I've had a torn ACL and a COVID year within college, so I did have an extra 2 years of eligibility upon my, initial, that whole ordeal. So the plan was last year, I was just going to, hang him up. I was good at it a year with Coach Christie and his squad of, coaching staff, my original guys I came in with. That was the whole plan. But baseball, it's got a real tug on my heart there, so I couldn't say no to it. Some things changed in my life to the point where it was I had the ability to play another year. So, I didn't, if you know me, I wouldn't want to leave another year of baseball out there on the table. I'm finishing up my master's as well. So I figured it was, I had the opportunity to do so. I had flexibility within a job, so I figured I'd do it. So yeah, we gave it one more go here. So I'm very, very blessed to be playing another year.
Well, you've been a great at all sports. You played throughout your lifetime, but baseball has a special place in your heart, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, no, it always has. As sad as it is, baseball out in the West, it isn't as prominent as football or basketball maybe. But no, it's always just had a special place. There's nothing quite like it, Rich. It's a great, great sport. It's brought me a lot of lifelong memories with my dad. Made some really good friends out of it. A lot of dudes that I want to, have in my wedding someday. That's how close I am with them. I got a lot of great memories, especially within Nebraska Wesleyan baseball. So,
your spring schedule's off and running. I see you went down to Florida for a little bit of time. I bet that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome, Rich. We got to play at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos minor league stadium for. We played seven games down there. Got to play there for five of them. Played some really good competition down there. We got to play the defending national champions twice. We went toe to toe with them. We had a couple rough inning or one rough inning in each game there. So that kind of took us out of each of those games. But I'll tell you what, we're talent wise, we're right there. We were toe to toe with them in both those games. Played some other good teams down there. Got a couple wins, but. No, that was a heck of an experience. I've never been outside of Orlando in Florida. So being in Pensacola, kind of that like more, northern beach area, it was pretty cool. We got to go to the beach quite a bit. Made some good memories with my buddies there too. It was a heck of an experience compared to other spring break trips we've had.
Back as a pitcher, that's what you love to do. But you've been pitching in a little bit of offense. You've got some at-bats too, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I wish, Rich. I'm pretty fast. I used to be good on the bases, but no, I haven't. I'm just a PO, Rich. They don't let me hit anymore, sadly.
I thought maybe, dang, he'd tell me that you get a little at bat. Yeah, I'm sure you tell the coaches, hey, you guys need me. I'm here for you. And, I'll be a pinch hitter, whatever for you.
Rich, there have been some moments there. Our outfield's kind of been a little thin this year. We've had a lot of injuries, just screwing around in practice. We don't have somebody out there. If we're running two teams, I'll go out there and mess around. They'll let me play defense. They won't let me go hit, though. But, I'm pretty fast. I even had Coach Christie one time ask me if, I was good at running the bases. I told him, I'm like, heck yeah, because I'm a pretty fast guy. So, I mean, the joke's been there, but – I just pitch now. Love throwing the baseball. They don't let me hit it anymore.
Do you feel like you're happy with some of your performances on the mound so far this spring?
I've been very happy. With my overall performance on the mound. There have been some games where there are some things to clean up, but that's baseball. You can't have your best stuff every single day, but. When it comes down to that, you just gotta, if you don't have your best stuff, you're leaving stuff, middle or top part of the zone, which is, at the college level, you got to live low, Rich. You got to be in those bottom third of those quadrants down there to, see success. And when you start hanging stuff up there, unless I'm throwing 95, which I don't throw 95, you can't really get away with it all the time. So, some of those games where, I'll give up a couple hits or so, it's, you know, frustrating for sure. But like I said, it's just how are you going to respond? How are you going to compete? So on a competitive level, you know, just with mindset and everything, yeah, I've been very, very happy with how I've been this year.
I know the start of the spring season, I see, it's kind of been a little tough, but you got a long ways to go. You got a whole month of April, some big games coming up. You're looking to add a few more W's in that win column, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like I said earlier, it is our record is not a reflection of this team. You know, I think there's only been, one game where we've been, you know, blown out that hasn't been competitive this year. We're right there. I'd say overall, you know, as a pitching staff, I know for a fact that this is probably the most talented, you know, staff we've had. Although, like I said, the wins aren't showing it. There's a lot of raw talent within this staff. A lot of young guys, a lot of freshmen stepping up, you know, giving us some big innings. I mean, I'm thinking of our rotation right now. We've got two freshmen in the weekend rotation. They're, you know, doing some good things for us out there. The offense is coming alive. I don't know if you looked at this weekend. We put up 16 runs in the first inning there on Saturday in the first game. So, you know, it's all there. We just got to get it to click, man. We just got to get it to click, and I believe that's coming up. This weekend was a great great stepping stone for us. We played Howard Payne University, a really, you know, good and respected D3 team down there in Texas. Held our own with them, went 1-2 on the weekend. Probably should add another one there the second game of the doubleheader on Saturday. But we're heading in the right direction. I truly believe that, and I've been saying that. And I think our best baseball's ahead of us for sure.
Boy, that scoreboard was really getting lit up there in the first game on Saturday. 27 runs. Have you ever been involved in a game where your offense, any level whatsoever, you score 27 runs in a game?
I'll tell you, okay, so just to kind of back this up a little bit, 3 years ago, we actually put up 36 on a team from Minnesota. North Central College, we put up 36 on them. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen 16 runs in an inning before. And that, you know, our offense did that there in that first inning in that doubleheader on Saturday. And I've never seen anything like it. We just couldn't get out, you know. A lot of those hits were barrels for sure. There were some hit-by-pitches, some walks, but, I mean, there were just some flares getting down that I'm like, how the heck are they not getting it? Like, it's just everything was in the, you know, no man's land, the Bermuda Triangle. You just it was pretty funny. I'm sitting there in disbelief. I've never seen anything like it.
How's your knee holding? How's the body holding up? Pretty good so far this spring?
Yeah, the body's holding up good. As I've gotten older, well, the knee especially, you know, I've had a couple teammates tear their ACL here this year, and a lot of them have asked me, you know, they're trying to get some opinions from me, like, you know, does it still hurt, you know, everything? And, you know, knock on wood, I've been really blessed, you know, since that whole ordeal went down. I've had, other than like scar tissue breaking up, I've had, you know, no pain, no problems there. And as I've gotten older, I've learned how to take care of my body a little better through nutrition, better sleep, hydration. So the body's holding up great. You know, I talked to Coach Christie, and I have talked before, and, you know, he's telling me, he's like, I could be one of those guys that throws, you know, twice in a weekend there if needed, you know. So, and I do feel like I have the ability to do that with how I recover and take care of myself. So, no, the body, you know, I feel like I'm aging like fine wine here, Rich. I just feel like the older I get, I feel better. I don't – you know, my arm used to kind of hurt sometimes, or I'd be pretty sore the next day. But, you know, I have yet to really feel like that. I haven't had to, you know, take a day off and not throw. I think I threw like 55 pitches in an outing in Florida. And the next day I told Coach Christie, I'm like, I'm ready to go. And he's just like, you're not going today, but let me know how you feel, you know? And so I guess, yeah, the body's been holding up great and no complaints there. So.
So what's it going to be after your baseball season, spring season over, summer months ahead? What's the plan for you now?
Plan for me now, Rich, I was working at Sand Hills Global for a while in their sales department. I fell in love with sales, you know, hence my dad, who's been, you know, selling insurance for 32 years now. It's kind of, I figured my characteristics and you know, that's all I knew. I figured I should probably get into something like that, and I fell in love with it. Got some great experience there. I stepped away to, you know, search for new jobs. I just accepted a position at Huddle as a account executive there for the high school sports north, more of the regions, the northern United States and Canada in that area. So yeah, I'll be working for Huddle there as baseball concludes. I'm very excited for that.
So is the Huddle office right there in Lincoln? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yep, the headquarters there in Lincoln. Yep, that's where I'll be working.
Would you like to stick around? I mean, you've lived in Lincoln for the last couple of years. You kind of like the area?
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. It's definitely a great area. For the rest of my life, I'm not sure if this is where I'll be. I know for the next 2 years, you know, my girlfriend, she's going to the University of Nebraska's College of Law. So for the next 2 years, for sure. But I mean, I do love it here. I mean, I feel like I could live here, you know, settle down here. But we'll see where life takes us. Obviously, you know, I know Huddle has a bunch of different locations as well. So, you know, if I, you know, continue with them, which I plan to do. So, you know, who knows where life can take me. But, yeah, I love Lincoln, love the area. It's awesome down here.
Well, so it sounds like you've had quite the adventure. You'll have a thousand great memories of baseball, your friends in school that you're going to look back on. And you've got lifelong friends you're going to hang around with and keep in touch with over the years, won't you?
Absolutely. No, I'm very thankful for taking this last year. Coach Christie, our pitching coach, Josh Rader, they brought in some guys on the staff that, you know, I was thinking about it as all my friends, you know, were done and graduated here, you know, last year. I was like, man, I was like, I've got a few buddies I'm close with, but I'm like a lot of the guys that, you know, I grew up and played with here in this program, they're all gone. But I'll tell you what, they did a great job of, you know, replacing some personality here within the team. We've got some guys that are very similar to me. I've made some, you know, best friends, like I said, guys that, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, and I'm thinking about college baseball, I won't be thinking about the, you know, the good outings, the thrill of it. I'll be thinking of, you know, the great friends I've made along the way. So, no, they did a great job of, you know, recruiting some guys who could bring some, you know, personality, positivity, and they've turned into some really good friends of mine. So, very thankful I took this opportunity to play one more year.
You are terrific. Thanks for another great interview. You are terrific, Dominic. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rich. I always have fun doing this. I appreciate the opportunity to do so.